The wrap-up of a big series in Milwaukee Sunday, the Cubs and the Brewers. She's waiting patiently for some scoring, which comes in the top of the sixth.
Here's the 1-1. Chopper up the third baseline. Davies fields it, throws to first. It takes Thames off the bag, and Jay's going to score from third. A well-placed swinging bunt. Again, soft contact, this time from Contreras. That'll be a base hit, and the runner scores from third. Bryant goes to third on the play. Davies did everything he could with it. Davies fields that position so well. Shaw wasn't going to get there in time to have a play on it. Davies scrambled off the mound. He got it and then tried to throw to third, almost falling backwards as he did it. He was off balance, and the throw, had it been online, would have been really close. But you can't fault Davies for the effort. Now they're on the corners. It's 1-0 Cubs. Davies kicks, brings home the pitch, and this is flipped into center field, going to drop in there for a base hit. Bryant will score. Going first to third is Contreras. It's 2-0 Cubs. The 0-1 pitch to Domingo. Hit in the air, deep right field. Hayward's going back. He's at the wall. He leaps up. He's not going to get this one. Domingo Santana sends it out of here. And the Brewers have tied it up at 2.
And the pitch. Hit in the air, center field, backing up Brinson. Still back, warning track, and gone. Victor Caratini with his first big league home run. It's 3-2 Cubs. 2-2 pitch. Hit down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is fair off the pole, and it's 4-2. Chris Bryant, his 20th home run of the year.
The Brewers drop an important series against the Cubs at Miller Park, with Sunday's final being 4-2 Chicago. Afterwards, here's Milwaukee manager Craig Counsell.
You know, we've had a little patch now of the season where we've, you know, some guys have gone a little bit cold, and we don't really have anybody, you know, in the series, I guess. We didn't have anybody really hot. I think Travis and Domingo and Bronny have been pretty darn consistent, but, you know, they pitched well this series for sure, and a couple guys cold, and leads and not no hits and runners in scoring position, and leads to the low run totals.
Do you ride it out? Do you make changes now that you've seen this for kind of a stretch?
I mean, these are our guys. They've scored a lot of runs, and they've scored a lot of runs, you know, through 105-10 games in the season. We've been a very good offensive team, so I'm confident we'll score runs again. I mean, and put up better numbers with runs scored.
I think it's frustrating when your guys are pitching well too, right? Two things.
Well,
kind of together.
Yeah. I mean, that's the encouraging sign for me, is that we continue to pitch well. You know, our starters have continued to really keep us in the game for the most part. So that's certainly the encouraging part. And that's probably the most important part going forward, is that our starting pitching continues to give us a chance to win. And they've done that.
Do you understand the concern that the offense going quiet at this time, some people are ascribing meaning to that? It's a club that is in first place, a lot of young guys not in this situation before, and all of a sudden the worry is they start squeezing the bats, things like that. Do you see any signs that that's part of it?
I don't see that as the sign for me. I mean, I think we've, like I said, we've been incredibly efficient scoring runs. It's a little rough patch. We'll get out of it. I'm confident we'll score runs. I mean, that's something I feel really good about. I think we've, you know, I still think we're a good offensive team.
What did you think of Zach's performance today?
He pitched beautifully. He really did. It's, you know, he's on a nice roll, where he's got you know, a lot to work with, a lot of weapons. His curveball was exceptional today. He used it very well. Comeback fastball was exceptional to the left-handed hitters. He gave us a chance. He's pitching at a really high level.
Are you a little tired of seeing singles go to the right spot? It seems like there's been a lot of those lately.
Yeah, I mean, there is some luck involved in the game. It's part of the game. You know, that's a hit with runners in scoring position. that's how, you know, that's, it happens. You know, that's part of the game.
The pitch Bryant hit out, it looked like it was way.
That's a good pitch. I mean, that's, you tip your hat. Anytime a pitcher throws, executes his pitch, and it's a ball, and a guy hits a home run, I think you can tip your cap. I think it's, that was an executed pitch.
You guys lost 2 and 3 this series, but how would you capsulize this series for you guys in general? I mean,
yeah, it was a good baseball series. I mean, it was entertaining for sure. It was well, hard-fought games. You know, excellent defense I thought we played. We pitched very well. You know, we didn't create enough scoring opportunities. That's what, you know, kind of the game's come down to is, to me, is not so much our, you know, hoping that one hit falls, but just creating opportunities offensively. We got to do a better job of creating those opportunities.
Do you feel like your team has the right energy right now? I mean, going through this tough patch, do you feel like the energy's still there?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're always, nobody feels good about when after you lose a game. I mean, there's tough losses, there's hard fought losses, and nobody feels good about those losses. But there's a big chunk of the schedule left. And there's a really big chunk, and so we've got a tremendous opportunity still, and I think we recognize that. I know we recognize that.
Are you going to stay away tomorrow or come in for the deadline?
No, I'm away until needed.
Phone a friend.
Yeah. There's lots of communication methods now that'll keep me away, probably.
The Cubs have Monday off before welcoming the D-backs into town on Tuesday. The Brewers are also off on Monday. They start a home series Tuesday against St. Louis.